Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Mother's Day. You say Happy Mother's Day. I mean, I'm not a mother, but it's still a happy day. So mothers, if you have not noticed, mothers, you should have a gift this morning that you picked up on your way in, or maybe someone brought one to you. It's not just your ordinary pen, though, so I want to make sure you mothers understand what all you're getting here. Of course, the stylus on the end for your phone or device, and of course a pen, the obvious thing that it is, and you may have found the flashlight, which has multiple purposes, one of which you're reading at night and your husband's complaining because you have the light on, and so you just take your fancy new Mother's Day pen and you put it on the paper like so. And now you can read at night without bothering your husband, right? Amen. Look at that. And you may not have something to prop up your phone, and you're trying to look at something on your phone or do like the young folk and watch YouTube videos or what have you. And look at here. You can prop your... Oh, I have to get it just right. You can prop your phone up on this pen. See, you didn't know that. So, mothers, happy Mother's Day. We want you to be able to walk away with a small token of something that says you were honored today. Today's sermon is titled, What Mothers Don't Know. And I mentioned that to Janet earlier this week, and she quickly replied, well, it'll be a short sermon then. Well, it may be, but not quite that short. So Matthew 15:4 says, God commanded, honor your father and your mother. And so part of today is a reminder, young people and those who are grown, that God calls us, has always called us to honor our parents. And if you ever wonder how serious was God about honoring your parents, how important was that to God, all we have to do is read a little further in verse 4, whoever reviles father or mother must surely die. It gets real serious, right? God was deadly serious about children honoring and obeying their parents. And the word revile means to criticize in an abusive or angrily insulting manner. And so God started things out with honoring parents, so much so that if the parent would not make the kid respect them, God would have the community make the child respect the parent or they would die. And so it's very serious to God how we treat our parents. And a mother should never be mistreated, but she should be honored for the sacrifices that she's made. So we want to do that. We want to think about that today. When God made a mother, He made a great design. Mothers are designed very, very well by our Creator. And without a doubt, mothers are wise. Mothers, you know a great deal, but there are some things you don't know. And so that's what we're going to get into today. Number one, mothers don't know how much we appreciate them. We have a great proverb. Chapter 31 says, "Her children," in verse 28, "her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands and let her works praise her in the gates." I'm confident that we don't tell our mothers that we appreciate them enough. I'm confident that we don't tell them enough. And as I'm getting older as a parent, I'm learning some things and that also teach me that parents, I don't know that we, mothers, I don't know that you understand how much your children appreciate you. And I remember a day a number of years ago, Liz was, she would have been about 13, 14 years old, and she wrote me a note, wrote me a letter, and told me how much she appreciated me and told me that she appreciated the things I was trying to teach her and the ways I was trying to guide her. And so it was things that she communicated to me that I had no doubt, you know, my children love me as a father, but I did not know that she even thought along those lines. And so it was a big blessing to me, but my point is sometimes we assume as children or even adult children, we assume our parents know what we really, you know, our deepest heartfelt thoughts about them. We assume they know. And they don't. They don't know until we tell them. Your mother doesn't know how much you appreciate her unless you tell her. And so it's a big blessing, mothers, for us to tell you what we really are grateful for and how much we're grateful. And if you're here this morning, maybe your mother's already passed on, and so I want to speak to that just briefly, that on this topic of communicating appreciation, it's not just about mothers, but it's about relationships. And even in this room, I have no doubt there are ones in here that you appreciate deeply, and they have no idea. They know you care about them, but they don't know how much you appreciate them, because until we tell someone, they do not know. So mothers, thank you. Number two, we something mothers don't understand is that we understand you're not perfect. We understand you're not perfect. Something Stephanie wanted for Mother's Day that I did this weekend was in our bathroom. We originally had a large mirror in our bathroom, and one day it was upstairs and we were downstairs. One day we heard this loud crash that shook the house, and come to find out that mirror had, so it was just a single piece mirror that had been glued on the wall, and evidently in 1978, and it had expired its status of sticking to the wall, and it came down, I mean, in a blaze of glory. There was mirror everywhere. It was something. And so since then, we hung two individual mirrors up, and so I put up two new mirrors that are very large. Okay, stuck them to the wall and changed the light. So we had a light fixture that was relatively dim. So I got this light fixture with six bulbs. Nothing around the bulbs, just the bulbs, right? 60-watt bulbs in each one. Do the math. I don't know how many watts that is, but that's a... Let me tell you, the mirror is so clear and large, and the light's so bright, it's too much. It's too much, And I'll tell you, it's discouraging to me because it shows I'm having to suck, hold in my gut when I walk in there just to brush my teeth. It's showing me things I didn't want to see about me. Okay? And I say all that to say that Proverbs 31, so look at just a part of this chapter. To a lot of mothers, this chapter does what that mirror did to me. I think to a lot of mothers let me read this. To a lot of mothers, this is discouraging because they feel they don't measure up. She seeks wool and flax and works with willing hands. She is like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from afar. She rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and portions for her maidens. She considers a field and buys it with the fruit of her hands. She plants a vineyard. She dresses herself with strength and makes her arms strong. This chapter goes on and on about this woman, this mother. And I think to a lot of mothers, I've heard you say that this chapter, this passage is actually kind of a downer for you because you feel like... You feel, when you think about yourself, you see all your weaknesses and all the ways that you feel like you fall short. Mothers, I'm here to tell you, you don't realize that your children understand you're not perfect. We know you're not perfect. And you don't understand that we don't see what you see. And all the ways you feel like you fall short and you're not enough, your children, we don't look at you that way. Because you're not that way to us. And it's a big deal. When mom was in the hospital maybe a year ago or so, and They would come in to take her blood, and the nurses would come in. Mom would tell them, my blood's hard to take. And they'd say, we'll get this. Here we go. And they can't do it. And, I'll get another. They try it twice. Another nurse has to try. She comes in, tries it twice. Doesn't work. Well, we'll have lab do it. It was amazing to me. Lab would come, and they'd come walking in, pushing this little cart. The nurses have a look to them, by the way. They have an outfit, and they have a look. And they look like a nurse. And the lab folks come in to draw blood. That's all they do all day long is draw blood. They come in. They don't have a look. They don't have an outfit. They don't look. They don't really give off the impression that they're really highly skilled. But let me tell you, they are. They come in. They take her blood like it's nothing. I mean, like they were magicians or wizards or something. And I was so amazed by these lab. When they would come in, I would almost stand up and salute them, right? I'll sit down for the doctor. But those lab girls come in, or guys come in and take her blood. They get all the respect in the world. Mothers, we don't see what you feel like you don't measure up to. We see what you are. We see your value. We see what you do for us. And it's beautiful to us. And when we read this chapter, when I read this, it reminds me of how much my mother is, not what she's not. Number three, your gifts to us. Mothers don't know that their gifts to us continue to bless. And Proverbs 6:20 says, "My son, keep your father's commandments and forsake not your mother's teaching. Bind them on your heart always. Tie them around your neck. When you walk, they will lead you. When you lie down, they will watch over you. When you awake, they will talk with you." Mothers, you give your children love and teaching and comfort and encouragement. And those things don't leave your child, no matter how old your child gets. And if you're, those of you who your mother has passed on, she's still giving to you, isn't she? You still hear her voice of encouragement. You still hear that voice of comfort. It's still there. And the truth is, no one is a fan of you like your mother. My mother thinks I can do anything. And I know she's wrong. I know she's wrong, Rick, but I don't care. I like it. All right? I like it. There's no one that that does that like a mother. And so, mothers, when you give your children godly teaching, it stays with them. And it blesses them all through their life. And that is a big blessing. And number four, mothers don't know that it is an honor to help them. So as I mentioned, last year, Mom was struggling with some health problems, and primarily esophageal varices, which is bleeding in her esophagus. And so she was in the hospital for about a week on one occasion. And so I was up there some, and I was up there a night or two. And, you know, for me, it was kind of an adventure. I mean, we learned all kinds of things together. One of the greatest things I learned was how to turn down the volume on that beeping machine that goes off every time a little wire, every time a little tube gets kinked. That thing's got to beep. And so when I learned some tricks on that, that was exciting. But you know, Mom would say, and moms, you do this, if you need your kid to help you, moms, you will say, "I hate putting you out. I hate that I'm sorry." Moms will even, you will even try to apologize to us. As ridiculous as that is, you'll try to apologize for needing your children and their help. And mothers, you don't know that when we as children help our mothers, that is an honor.
Amen.
It's an honor. And I've tried to reason with mothers and even my mom, and you try to reason, you try to tell them, now hold on a second. When you helped grandma when she needed help, as she grew older and you helped her, was it not an honor? And moms, you'll say, well, of course it was. I was honored to help my mom. She needed me. It's an honor. I said, Mom, it's the same way. No, it's different. It's different. So mothers, this is something you need to learn, that for your children, it is an honor. And Paul wrote to Timothy, if a widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show godliness to their own household and to make some return to their parents, for this is pleasing in the sight of God. And Scripture doesn't even say, children, pay your parents back because you can't do enough to pay them back. They've already outdone you, right? So we make some return. And when we do to our parents, it is an honor. And it is a privilege. Mothers, we thank you. There are times like this this is just a kind of a tradition of our culture to honor our mothers. And yet I remind you, church, with things that God teaches us, God didn't say honor your mothers once a year. You honor your mother every day. Honor your father every day. Children, obey your parents every day. And when we do that, we honor God as well. We're going to sing a song of encouragement, and if anyone is here in need, we would love to stop and help you, and it may be that you need a special prayer lifted up for you. There may be one here this morning. You have sins that you've been carrying around, and hey, this is a place to get rid of that. And so maybe you need to become a Christian this morning. If there's a need that you have, let us help you if you'll come while we stand and sing.
As my affections go down to thy cross.